In this shiur Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will continue discussing certain halachas when it comes to the Isser V'Hatmana that we're discussing and learning about in our Perek B'Me'atonim. One question that comes up quite often is the question of using a crackpot on Shabbos. And when we speak about using a crackpot, we need to introduce that there are actually two types of crackpot. One crackpot is really a freestanding pot, which is filled with the food and then placed on top of a heating element that would look like a hot plate. The plate is only on the bottom of the pot. It doesn't encircle the pot at all. And the halacha with such a pot is certainly no different. With such a crack pot is certainly no different than the halacha of shia that we discussed in our previous perek. That the halacha is, as long as the food is cooked, kamacha ben rasoi, it can be put on the crack pot. If what would be best, suggest the paiskim, is to put a piece of silver foil over that hat plate. It isn't similar to the plate that we discussed when we said the shear about shia that is commonly used in Eretz Yisrael, known as the plata. And the difference is because on that plata, there are two significant differences between the plata and this type of crackpot. Number one, as we said, the plata never really gets hot enough that it could cook a food. Whereas the crackpot, actually that's what it's designed for, can get hot enough that it could cook a food. And second of all, in describing that plata, we said that the plata does not have settings. It has one setting, which is the setting at which the food stays warm, but you can't higher or lower that settings. On the other hand, on the crack plot, there are typically settings, a knob where you could turn it up or down to set the heat. And therefore, in order to treat the crack pot 100% without any question, once that type of crack pot, you should put a piece of silver foil. And as we also discussed then, what's best would be if he should not just cover the hot plate itself, but he should try to cover the knob, which can be moved up and down. And even though the fire isn't seen, we're talking about a hot plate where you can't see that heat, but as we've discussed in our previous shiurim, the halacha of ketuma is because of a hecker, to make a recognition that this isn't being used in the normal fashion. And the fact that the element, the heat element, can or cannot be seen, therefore, is irrelevant. But there's another type of crackpot. And this type of crackpot is a pot which is inserted into another bigger pot. The outer pot completely surrounds the inserted pot on three sides, and the heating element for this pot is built into the walls and base of the outer pot. Another question is that considered a situation of hatmana? And there are a number of issues that need to be discussed when discussing such a situation. One is that the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, in the Sharat Siyan, Sifkaten Mem Gimel, says, V'hu adin, in discussing hatmana, in mamida beguma shenasis al taner or betaka kachlin, putting the pot into a hole is considered hatmana. Ach, says the Mishnah Berurah, be'inen shlo yaguma al kachum mitzumtzemes legabe lefi erach aktira levad. The zeh gam kein choshek kein hatmana. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if the pot fits snug into the hole, that is considered hatmana. Rather, says the Sharet Zion, Ela Shiyek Tzas Avir Masik Ben Hakdera L'Doifin Aguma. In order for it not to be considered Hatmana, you have to have a situation where there's no, where there's space available between the pat and the hole in which it's being inserted. V'az Mutal Chasas Soy Shamafil B'Godim, then you have no problem. So the first thing to look at is the inner pat fit tight into the outer pat, or does it not fit tightly into the outer pat? If it doesn't fit tightly, if there's an air pocket, that may make it mutter. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is not very specific how much space there has to be between the inside and the outside. He just said there's not allowed to be any room between the inside and the outside. The other issue is what we discussed in our previous year, and that is how much of the pat has to be uncovered to be considered that it's not a hatmana. There are paiskim that we mentioned in our previous year, it's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says that as long that the pat is uncovered on top, that already makes it be considered that it's not a situation of hatmana. And certainly, say the Paiskim, in that this crack pat that I just described, you have the lid, but the lid is not an extra layer of insulation. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you have here, you have enough that it should not be considered a situation of atmana. However, Taz took a stronger opinion. And his opinion was that it's not enough that the top should be left uncovered. It has to also be that some of the sides are left uncovered, that it should not be considered hatmana. And therefore, here, where the sides are completely covered, it would be considered, according to the task, perhaps, a situation of atmana. Furthermore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and it's very unclear what was Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion. There are different quotes. First, it seems that he was machmer in the sefer Ma'or HaShabbos. It seems that he ultimately was mekel. Rav Moshe Sternbruch, in his sefer Tshuvas V'Nahagos Chel Gimel Simen Kovov, seems to take a lenient approach. But according to the versions that Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yoshev Zichronim Levracha were machmer, they say that this cannot be compared to the regular situation that the Shulchan Aruch Harab discusses, that as long as the top is not covered, it's enough to be considered that it's not a hatmana. Because they say, since this is the normal way that it's cooked, where did the Shulchan Aruch Rav say it's not considered a situation of hatmana? Only in a case where you don't normally cook that way. So there, and you didn't completely cover the pat, you left the top uncovered, that's enough to be considered that it's not a situation of hatmana. But a crack pat is this the way a crack pat is used, and therefore leaving the top uncovered would be insufficient. Rav Wozner Paskins, one can use even this type of crack pat based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And therefore, if one has such a crack pot, what he should do is try to at least put something in between the pot, the inner pot, and the outer pot. By not having the inner pot lie flush against the heating apparatus. There, I saw from Rav Scheinberg, Zechlein of Racha, that this would make it mutter. Number one, as we just said, part of Rebbe Yosef and Rav Shlomo Zalman's concern is that this is not, that this is a normal form of cooking. Here, it's not a normal form of cooking. Usually, the crock pot is not designed that there should be something put in between the inner pot and the outer pot. And furthermore, certainly this would make it into a situation of ketumah, and therefore, many paiskim take the approach that then even such a crackpot may be used. I did see that there are paiskim that suggest that silver foil shouldn't be used. Perhaps a different material, stones or pebbles, should be used to be the separator between the two pots. But it seems that most paiskim, first of all, we have the paiskim that hold that this crackpot is not considered atmana. And certainly, there are enough paiskim that say if you put silver foil there, it would be fine. The Shulchan Aruch, in the next siman, in siman Resh Nun Ches, paskins. Mutal aniach b'boi joy, one may put on Friday, kli sheyesh by davakar agav g'day rechama, you could put a pot with cold food over a pot with hot food. That isn't considered a situation of atmana b'maisav hevel. But if we look in the Mishnah Brura in Sif Cotton Base, the Mishnah Brura says, Avel l'nicha b'shabbos al kadeira, to put food on a pot, tach, and then over that food that I put over a hot pot, tach es kisei begodim shaleh, then put blankets over that upper pot, she is chamim osur. That is already considered a situation of mice of hevel, and therefore, even though we discussed in the previous year that you're allowed to do this on Friday afternoon because the bottom pot doesn't have its own heat, on Shabbos one may not do it. And says the Mishnah Brura, v'afilu ein achayim kol kach, even if it isn't that hot, shiyoch lov l'day seledes boy, that it can never get to yad seledes, to be Shabbos loytiru lahatman satsoinen. Shabbos, as we've discussed, and the Gemara is very clear, dalochas v'atmana on Shabbos are much stricter than dalochas v'atmana on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, hatmana is also even a davar mois of hevel. And the only time it can be done is k'day shetofik tzinosai, to take off the chill. Here where it gets hotter, it's usher. So technically, the Mishnah Brura is saying, only in a situation where it could be mice of chayim, it could get warmer. But if it can't get warmer, it only takes off tofik tzinosai, just take off the chill, it would be mutter. However, the paiskim are very reluctant to rely on that raya, on that situation, for a number of reasons. First of all, there are Rishonim, notably the Rashba, who says that even if your entire purpose here is just lahafik tzinasai, it's still asur. Furthermore, it's very unclear in the paiskim what is the definition of lahaisiv chayim, to make something warmer, versus lahafik tzinasai. At what point is it only lahafik tzinasai, and at what point is it lahaisiv chayim? And because it's difficult to make that determination, the paiskim say you can't take any food. Makes no difference if the food is a liquid or a solid, whether the food is already cooked or not cooked, and put it over and create a situation of atmana. That means putting it into a pot of that's hot, or on top of a pot and covering the upper pot. If the paiskim say your entire, even if it won't come to Yad Seledes, it's still considered a situation of hatmana, putting it into such a pat, completely submerging it in the pat, or putting it on top of another pat, a much less likely scenario, and covering it. But even putting it into a pat, completely submerging it into a pat that's hat, if it would be usur, and therefore, even if it's not a kli rishon, even if it's a kli sheni, the same halacha is usur. And therefore, you can't put food in a pat of food, on top of another warm pat, even if that bottom pat is not on the fire, it doesn't make a difference, and cover it. Where this halacha comes up more often is in a situation where somebody wants to take a bottle and submerge it in hot water to warm up the bottle that he's serving a child. The Paiskim say, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, that if you'll be careful to remove it before it really gets warm, we maybe could be more lenient, but most Paiskim, as we said, don't want to rely on that. However, if you don't completely submerge it in the water, you keep part of it out of the water, then that's not called hatmana, and it would be mutter. There is, however, a machloikis hapaiskim. What is the pshat that it's not submerged? Some paiskim say that as long as part of it, as long, let's say, you have a baby bottle that you're putting into a pot or into a cup of hot water, as long as that bottle is not completely submerged in the hot water, that is already enough for it not to be considered a situation of hatmana. However, there are paiskim that say that, let's say you have a bottle of whatever, a baby formula, or whatever you're warming up, and the formula, the bottle, is not filled to the top. So you didn't submerge the entire bottle into the keli, but you submerged all of the food in the keli. The space open because the bottle isn't filled to the top. So there are paiskim that say that perhaps would still be considered hatmana. In order for it not to be considered hatmana, it has to be a situation where the food, that part of the food is not mutman. And therefore, you should, if possible, have the bottle not submerged all the way, that all of the liquid in the bottle is in the hot keli. Have it that it's sticking out and part of the liquid is sticking out, and then for sure it wouldn't be a case of atmana. The Mishnah Berurah continues in saying, Kosvu achroinim she'asa likach keli u'b'toicha mashkit soinim v'lutcha oiso b'kli l'shabes l'kli mali chayim. This is the case that we just discussed, that it's considered hatmana, and shezeh derech hatmana mamish. And as the Paiskim say, were you to do this, were you to submerge such a keli into a pot that's on the fire, then not only on Shabbos may you not do so, but you would not be allowed to do it even on Erev Shabbos, because given that the lower pot is on the fire, so now we have a situation of Dover Hamois of Hevel. And a situation of Dover Hamois of Hevel, it's also even Erev Shabbos. But now the question comes up. Many people want to wrap food and put it into a pot. So let's say you have a pot of cholent, and you want to keep your kugel, put your kugel into that cholent, and you wrap it in silver foil. So would that be considered a situation of hatmana? You wrap the entire kugel, but davar ha'mois of hevel, your cholent is on the fire. It's on a blech, but it's still certainly a situation of davar ha'mois of hevel, and hatmana, but davar ha'mois of hevel is also. Where the question really is, and this is not a new question, Dorach HaShulchan already in Simon Reish Nun Ches Sif Gimel says, Yesh mi shemagamgim al noshim, shemais achayiv loikhan kli, or b'toicha mashkakara, they take a keli with cold liquid, v'noisens a kli toich kli molei chamim, lahafik tsun nosoi, v'zeat monogamura. This is considered at monogamura, v'nachnu loy shemanu, and we don't know anybody, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'nachnu loy shemanu, says the Shulchan, misha oisakein, that's certainly usur. He says, rak ezeh shemanu, shiyosh noshim, shaloichas akli, shakugu b'toichoi, v'nesen as a kli kuloi l'toich ha'kdeira g'doyla shalacholim. They take a small pot with kugel into a big pot of the cholent and put it like that into the cholent erev Shabbos. V'zeh hatmona gemura u'bedoyver ha'mois of hevel. Kivin shakudair b'toich ha'ktana shemole g'cholim v'osar afilum u'poi joy. So he says that this is certainly considered a situation of hatmona. The question, and that seems to be clear, that putting one pot into another pot, one pot that's completely enclosed, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying is also. The question comes up, what happens if I have this kugel and I wrap it in silver foil? Could I put that into another, could I put that kugel in the silver foil into a pot of cholent? So before we talk about what is mutter, what may be usher, let's discuss what's certainly mutter. The paiskim seem to all be in agreement that, let's say, you have kishka, which typically comes in a plastic wrapper, or an edible casing, or an egg that has its shell around it. You put a whole egg into your cholent, but you didn't peel the egg. It still has its shell around it. You certainly could be makel, because that isn't considered that you wrapped it specifically. The way kishka comes, it comes with the wrapper. The way an egg comes, it comes with a shell. Besides that, I saw the Rav Avadya Yosef in the Sefer Chazon Avadya says that an eggshell really isn't completely whole. There are holes in an eggshell, so that wouldn't be considered anyway a situation of atmana. The question that we have is regarding a piece of kugel. A piece of kugel doesn't naturally come in wrapped in silver foil. So if you have a piece of kugel wrapped in silver foil, may you or may you not put that into the cholent on Friday afternoon? Ramosha, in the Igros Moshe, Ayur Chaim, Chelik Dalid, Simon, Ayin Dalid, in his discussion, in his third Shaila of in issues of Atmana, speaks about this question. He says, Im mutter lichroich b'shabes, dover gush mevushel soinen b'nair aluminum, ulchamem behefse kedera. Actually, our question, can we put something in a piece of aluminum and put it into the hot pot? Ulekarchem b'nayer, he says, aluminum namihu atmana. So Ramosh is very clear in saying that this is considered a situation of atmana. Interesting to note that in this question, Ramosh is a machmer, but the Chazon Ish was Makel. And the Chazon Ish held that putting this into the pot, in the silver foil, you're only putting it into the silver foil not because you are trying to accomplish Hatmana. The reason you're putting it into the silver foil is because you don't want the kugel to get dirty, so to speak, from the cholent. You don't want to have cholent all over your piece of potato kugel. And therefore, that's not considered an act of Hatmana. And there are many poskim that discuss this issue. Rav Volzner in the Shail Hatshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelik Ches Simen Tez Vov, Sif Dalet discusses this. He himself says that in an earlier tshuva, Chelik Gimel Simen Mem Zayin, he was Machmer. Certainly, he said, if you don't put it in a piece of silver foil, but you just put it in a pat, like the Aruch HaShulchan discussed, he says, but mikom makom shemati mi'oz, harbi talmidei chachamim makilim b'zeh, I heard that there are many talmidei chachamim that are lenient, ve'ein lehazniach hanoyhagim kula. He says, I can't dismiss that lenient approach. Similarly, I saw that the Shevet Alevi discusses the Shaila in Chelik Ches, in Chelik Ches, Simen Yud Zayin. And he also is not very clear if he quotes the Chazon Ish, and he's not very clear that he quotes Rav Volzner as well, and he's not very clear what to do, but he says, "Kmeduma haskomis Rabbi Seinu of Rabbi Seinu hoyu lahachman v'zeh." He says most poskim should hold you should be machmer. On the other hand, I did see that there are many poskim that are makel. Rev Moshe Arya Freund was makel. Rav Shlomo Zalman is makel, as is Rav Moshe Sternberg in the Shalas Tshuvas Tshuvas and Chagas Chelik Aleph Simon Reish Yud Gimel. I did see that Rav Yisrael Yankov Fisher in the Evan Yisrael suggests that if you wrap the kugel in silver foil and you make holes in that silver foil, so now we don't have a situation of atmana because it's not completely covered. And if we don't have a situation of atmana, we could be more lenient. On the other hand, I did see from the Shaila Tshuvas Machzeh Eliyahu, who says that even though, as we just said, Rav the Chazon Ish was makel in this Shaila, and he said that this is not considered a situation of hatmana. He says that's only if you have one layer of silver foil. Because if you only have one layer of silver foil, we could take the approach that it's not there. We could take the approach that it's there just to protect the kugel from not getting dirty from the chalon. He says, but if you have more than one layer of silver foil, so why are you going to say about the second layer or the third layer? That's not there just to prevent the kugel from getting dirty. You could have done that with one layer. And there, he says, the Chazon Ish would also agree with the Machmirim. What he says, if you want to wrap your kugel in more than one layer of silver foil and rely on the sack of the Mekilim led by the Chazon Ish, what he says you should do is not cut separate pieces of silver foil, because cutting separate pieces of silver foil are considered separate layers, and there's only a heter from the Chazon Ish on the first layer, not on any other layers. You should take one big piece of silver foil and wrap it around and around that kugel instead of wrapping separate sheets of silver foil. In conclusion, the Chazon Rav Avadi Yosef in the Sefer Chazon Avadio, in both questions that we've discussed in today's shiur, in the question of crackpots and in the question of putting silver foil around your piece of kugel, had quotes the opinion of Rishayim that have a much more lenient approach to Atmana. And these Rishayim suggest that Atmana is much more of an issue if you're making hatmana to eat the food Friday night. Because there, the concern of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim is much greater, because I want the food ready for Friday night to eat by dinner. But it's Suda Shabbos on Friday night. But he holds, quoting Rishayim, that if you're making the hatmana for Shabbos by day, you're putting away the food for Shabbos by day, the halacha is, this is the opinion, the opinion of the Rebbeinu Simcha, quoted by the Shibulei Aleket, there's much less of a concern about Mana. Because the concept being that just like we find by kidra chaisa, by raw food, we're not concerned for hakmana when it's done on when it's put in Friday, because the Gemara says that by tomorrow I'll be able to eat it without being mechatta the gecholim, and tonight I won't be able to eat it anyway. Similarly, he says, whatever you do hakmana, where the purpose of your hakmana is only to eat it the next day, so the person is not going to be mechatta the gecholim, and therefore we can be more lenient, both with a crock pot that you put up cholim that you could only eat the cholim tomorrow, or with a kugel that you put in the silver foil in the cholim that you only intend to eat that piece of kugel, not Friday night, but rather only Shabbos by day at the Suda.